This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
Thanks for joining us once again here on the eHealth Radio Network. This is your host, Eric Michaels. eHealth Radio gives you the most current health information, news, and advice featuring some of the leading innovators in healthcare and wellness who are changing healthcare as we know it. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. Today, we're speaking with Stefan Mayer, market analyst for Clearly Australia, an online one-stop destination for all forms of vision correction, including glasses, contact lenses, sunglasses, and more. Sounds pretty awesome to me. And Mr. Mayer, thanks for joining us here today on eHealth Radio.
Thanks for having me.
You bet. Our pleasure. Good to have you with us. Tell us, for starters, what happens to our eyes as we age? Let's start there today.
Well, when we age, the lens inside our eye becomes hard, and this makes it harder for the eye to accommodate. Now, what that means when we talk about accommodation is the flexibility of the lens itself to be able to look in the distance and then change shape so we are able to see something close up. So it just basically means that we are no longer able to read without help, or in cases of individuals who are short-sighted, we are no longer able to read without having glasses or taking our glasses off. There's obviously many other issues like diet and diabetes and things like that. But essentially, the main thing is that as we age, the UV the lens becomes hard inside the eye, and it makes it much more difficult to accommodate, to be able to read. That's the basics.
And thanks for that, laying the groundwork there. Now, tell us what factors contribute to eye health as we age.
So UV light, and particularly in Australia, we have a fairly high UV rating, which means that, you know, as soon as we're outside, there's a lot of UV light around, and that over the years damages the eyes and helps the lens inside the eye harden. So we are, you know, compared to a lot of places in the world, our eyes age prematurely compared to other places in the world. Then there's also secondary issues like diabetes or lifestyle choices like smoking. They all have an effect on vision as we age, yeah.
And an interesting bit of information, I didn't realize smoking played a factor in vision, so that's certainly to take note of there for those that smoke. What are some of the signs and symptoms of eye problems?
Well, inside the eye, in the back of the eye, there's a place called an optic nerve, and it has effects on that, right? So it's what we call a blind spot, but it's where all the nerves come through to the eye. It's a very important part of the eye, and it deteriorates quicker. Now, obviously, as we age, you know, there's old age problems, but there's also the smoking that accelerates those issues as we age. Like if we were smoking and it just gets to that same spot much, much quicker, if that makes sense.
It certainly does, and certainly appreciate all the information so far. Today, we're speaking with Mr. Stefan Mayer, market analyst from Clearly Australia, an online one-stop destination for all forms of vision correction, including glasses, contact lenses, sunglasses, and more here on eHealth Radio's iHealth and Health News channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Tell us, Stefan, what are some of the ways we can protect our eyes as we age?
Okay, so some of the symptoms of eye problems is obviously any sudden change in vision. So can potentially mean a number of different diseases. Sudden vision loss could be topical coma, where there's a rapid buildup of fluid. Pressure can damage the eye nerve. Another one is macular degeneration, which is what I was referring to earlier. It's the central portion of the retina in the back of the eye, and when that is damaged, the center of your field of view may appear blurry. Another one is severe sudden eye pain. Pain can be caused by glaucoma, dry eye, or scratched cornea. So eye injury is just a few of the examples of eye pain. If you're seeing flashes or bright bright flashes or sudden floating spots, it potentially means that you've got a detached retina. And detached retina is painless. It's just when the gel inside the eye shrinks due to age and often causes dark shadows and flashes as retina pulls away from the choroid. It's usually painful in glare or sensitivity to glare when that sort of thing happens. Light sensitivity can be another symptom. Underlying diseases that don't directly affect the eyes as such, but other issues like migraines and headaches are also problematic. You should also should be a hint to say get your eyes checked as well. Obviously, hazy and blurred double vision is a key sign that you're having a stroke or a sudden painless change in vision, maybe blurry or vision kind of thing. Diabetes is another potential candidate for blurry vision, where the blood sugar level damages the blood vessels in your retina and it leads to the swelling of the macula, and that causes blurriness. Another one is seeing rainbows and halos around the lights. Itching, burning, or heavy discharge in the eyes is usually an infection, conjunctivitis, and they could include other reasons for the eye to be looked at.
Well, Mr. Mayor, really helpful information here today. We can't get enough information on eye health, and you certainly have been most helpful in that regard. Lastly, tell us, what is the most important thing people should remember, and where can people find out more about Clearly Australia?
Well, it's, have regular eye examinations. In Australia, we get a full examination every 2 years. If you're in constant contact with your optometrist or eye specialist, they will be able to keep track of any issues and keep an eye on eye pressures, blood pressures, and things like that. The other way to protect your eyes is to stop smoking. Simple as that. Just stop, as mentioned before. The other one is maintain a healthy weight. Exercise is always a good thing. It helps prevent diabetes and high blood pressure, and just will reduce the risk of age-related macular degeneration. And there's many other positive side effects to a healthy lifestyle. And of course, the UV protection, as sort of mentioned much earlier, if we have a hat with a baseball hat, let's say, that gives you a peek over your eyes, and you put your sunglasses on, it just allows it's much better protection for the eyes, and much less UV damage is caused. And of course, if you know in your high risk group that you're aware, that it's always obviously good to go and talk to your optometrist or eye specialist, that they know that something has to be kept an eye on.
Again, Mr. Mayor, certainly has been great to have had you with us, and really some helpful information once again here as we are focusing in on our eye and, of course, our vision health. Where can listeners get more details on Clearly Australia and be in touch accordingly?
We are located on clearly.com.au on the web. And we obviously have sunglasses, we have contact lenses, and we have glasses. Now, we also have a section where you can go to where there's an optometrist in your area that can check your eyes. Of course, you don't need us for that. You can just go to your local optometrist that you know and comfortable with. There's plenty of other information about health, eye health, on our website, in our blog.
Mr. Mayor, we certainly appreciate what you do on behalf of Clearly Australia. Folks, again, it is clearly.com.au. Mr. Mayor, thanks so much for joining us here today on eHealth Radio. Much appreciated.
No problem. It's my pleasure. Thank you for having me.
We've been speaking with Stefan Mayer, market analyst from Clearly Australia, an online one-stop destination for all forms of vision correction, including glasses, contact lenses, sunglasses, and more. And for all the details, once again, visit clearly.com.au. And again, this has been your host, Eric Michaels, and we do thank you for your continued support of the eHealth Radio Network. Join us again soon for another episode that will help further expand your knowledge on those things that are important to your health and wellness. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. And as always, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.